بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب وداع الصاحب ووصيته عند فراقه للسفر وغيره والدعاء له وطلب الدعاء منه. الحمد لله. This is 96th chapter of Riyad al-Salihin, in which Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh brings a chapter on saying someone, or bidding someone farewell. Somebody is going on this journey, you bid him farewell, you see him off, and advising him when he departs on his journey, and supplicating for him, making dua for him as he's leaving, and also asking him for dua. So a person is going on a journey or some expedition, whatever it is, you bid him farewell, you see him off, you give him duas, and you ask him for duas. قال الله تعالى وَوَصَى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إله واحدا ونحن له مسلمون. In Surah Baqarah, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts the scene when Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, or Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, is advising his sons, his children, and even Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam advise his sons at the time when they were leaving this world. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ibrahim and Yaqub advise their sons about it, saying, O my sons, verily Allah has chosen this religion for you. So die only as Muslims. Or were you present when death presented itself before Yaqub? Allah Ta'ala addresses Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in the first verse, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala talks about Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasalam and Yaqub Alayhi Salatu Wasalam as they're leaving this world. They're advising the children to stay on deen, on iman, and die as Muslims. Then Allah Ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Am kuntum shuhada idh hadara Yaqub al-maut? Were you present when death presented itself before Yaqub, when he asked his sons, what will you worship after my death? They replied, you will worship your Rabb, your sustainer, and the sustainer of your forefathers, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq. Ilahu wahida, we worship only one Allah, and we surrender to Him only. وَأَمَّا الْأَحَادِيثُ فَمِنْهَا حَدِيثُ زَيْدِ بْنِ أَرْقَمَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ الَّذِي سَبَقَ فِي بَابِ إِكْرَامِ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ قَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِينَا خَطِيبًا. Once Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم stood amongst us and he delivered the khutbah, فَحَمِدَ اللَّهَ وَأَثْنَى عَلَيْهِ وَوَعَظَ وَذَكَّرَ. In the khutbah he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he advised us, he reminded us. ثُمَّ قَالَ أَمَّا بَعَدْ. Then Rasulullah SAW said, أَلَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ, O people, behold, إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ يُوشِكُ أَن يَأْتِيَ رَسُولُ رَبِّي فَأُجِيبَ. I am just a human being, and soon the angel of Allah will come to me. In other words, the angel of death will come to me. فَأُجِيبَ, and I will respond. In other words, I will leave this world. So Rasulullah SAW is telling the Sahaba that death will come to him and he will leave this world. He will depart from this world. وَأَنَا تَارِكٌ فِيكُمْ ثَقَلَيْنَ. I leave behind me two heavy, weighty things. أَوَّلُهُمَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ فِيهِ الْهُدَى وَالنُّورِ فَخُذُوا بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَمْسِكُوا بِهِ. The first of which is the Qur'an, the book of Allah. In which there is guidance, there is nur. There is nur, light for you from darkness. There is guidance for you from misguidance. So Qur'an shows us hidayat, shows us guidance, the correct way. There is light in Qur'an. فَخُضُوا بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَمْسِكُوا بِهِ. Hold on to the Qur'an firmly. فَحَثَ عَلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَرَغَّبَ فِيهِ. Rasulullah SAW then gave encouragement regarding the Qur'an, reciting the Qur'an, pondering over the meanings of the Qur'an, and understanding the Qur'an, and practicing upon the Qur'an. ثُمَّ قَالَ وَأَهْلُ بَيْتِي. The second weighty thing I leave behind me after I leave this world, the second thing is my family, the Ahl Bayt. أُذَكِّرُكُمُ اللَّهَ فِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِي. I remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, I warn you of Allah's punishment if you interfere with my family. You harm my family. You denigrate my family. You disrespect my family. أُذَكِّرُكُمُ اللَّهَ فِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِي. I remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding my family. So again here, Rasulullah is leaving this world and he's giving parting advice to his ummah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ.